interesting in the children of Israel's development here. They come into battle with Amalek, who attacks them. These guys are just total wanderers at this point. They're like desert rats, camping here and there at the instruction of the Lord, and God, of course, is taking care of them, but now they face their first test of military strength. And we just read the story. Moses raises his hands. Israel prevails. Moses' hands fall down. Amalek prevails. And so they do all kinds of things to keep Moses' hands up. And then they finally have to hold them up so that Israel can prevail. That's the first sign of what I think is important today. Community. That's the first sign. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, comes, brings his wife and sons, and they visit with each other. And Jethro's observing what Moses is doing, which is getting up early in the morning, sitting down and judging the people all day long, hearing their disputes, making a judgment, and moving on to the next one, all the way until late into the evening. And Jethro observes, "This is no good, Moses. This isn't going to work long term. You are going to burn out completely. And it won't serve you or the people of God to burn out completely." And he gives him advice, appoint worthy men as basically as your lieutenants, as judges, who can handle sort of the everyday common disputes. And then you can handle the larger, more weighty disputes. And in this way, you'll keep from burning out. Community. This is the second instance in the same reading. I have shared a number of times that by nature, I'm kind of a loner. And I've lived most of my life that way. I don't mind being alone. I like it. I can wander all over this country alone and be okay with it. But I have learned in my walk with God that isolation is a recipe for utter disaster. It does not work long term. Burn out quickly. You can run really fast by yourself, but you can get very far together. And this is a picture of what I've seen today in our reading. Moses cannot hold his hands up by himself long enough for Israel to have the victory. He ultimately must have the help of others to hold his hands up so that Israel can prevail. Moses cannot judge the people alone. It is never ending. So he must appoint those to come beneath him who are worthy and trustworthy to help with the task. And this is community. We cannot walk alone. First of all, the more alone we are, the stranger we become. We have no context for the part of the body of Christ that we are, and we are a part of it. There is no getting around that. We are a part of the collective body, the church, for sure. And the more isolated and off to ourselves that we get, the easier we are to get just taken out by the evil one on anything. Walking in community ensures our safety in numbers. I'm not saying that there's no downside to walking in community, because it takes effort to stay in community. Not only effort just to give of yourself and make yourself vulnerable, but effort to actually put up with other people's stuff. But this is what we're commanded to do, and we can't avoid it. Because we are stronger together than we could ever be apart. I think the Daily Audio Bible models this really well. That was never the plan. I mean, when I started sitting in front of this microphone and reading the Bible, I didn't know that there would be a community. It just happened by grassroots. But now you go to the forums and you see people sharing their lives. And believe me, we're working very diligently to find new and implement new ways to connect and communicate. I mean, it is the mission of my life to push the boundaries of technology so that we can connect. Because a community based upon the idea that the reason we are here is to feast on God's word daily together and then live our lives out together, feeling a part of the same whole, even though we are all over the world. Well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And it's a testament and testimony of the grace of God and the beauty of the Holy Spirit's guidance. So my encouragement today is to take that to heart and live in community. Whether this is your community, I mean, I know a lot of you. I mean, I get these emails every day. I know a lot of you have been wounded in your life by the church. And so you have withdrawn from local church. And consider this your body of believers that you associate with. That's okay. I encourage you over time to allow Jesus to heal that and enter back into community. But that's okay. This is better than no community, for sure. And I know that there's a lot of you listen that feel unwelcomed and feel that this is your community. Great. Walk in community here then. But wherever you are and whatever you're doing, wherever you go to church, whoever you fellowship with, make a concerted effort to live in community with one another. Because there's going to come a day that you're going to need someone to hold your arms up. Or victory will not happen. And there's going to be a day where you need to hold someone else's arms up. This is how it works. We are all interdependent on one another. And there's no separating that. All under Christ. But imagine what we can do together. If the body of Christ could get this and live globally in community, there is nothing we couldn't do. The resources available in the body of Christ, in the global church, there's nothing that can't be done. The kingdom could be established. But we live outside a community so often. And even when we're living in community, we look at it as more of a sort of a social gathering or a club. And so often there's this infighting in the church. Enough of that. Just don't live like that anymore. Understand that these are family members. We must give of ourselves and take from and receive back and live in community.